Welcome to the Sideways Productions podcast, brought to you by Native Audio.
So, George Lucas has sold Star Wars to Disney. High five, Ben. No more George Lucas.
We have to put in a sound effect for that. That's lame. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
So he sold it to the mouse company that was it Donald Duck and stuff? No? Is that with him?
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers?
Oh, was it Disney?
No? Disney. Which one's got the duck in it?
There's Donald or Daffy?
Daffy. Fuck, what happened to Daffy?
Cartoon Network bought it, I think.
Really? What? No.
No, I'm joking.
I'm getting confused.
It's Disney.
There's two ducks.
Yeah, Disney is Donald. Donald.
Ducks.
So Disney's bought it off him for millions and squillions of dollars, and there's going to be no more George Lucas involved.
Actually,
well, apparently he's going to be executive producing, isn't he? Or some sort of creative consultant or something.
Yeah.
So we're not completely rid of him.
I didn't actually know that. I thought he was still in it.
It's just, I can't keep up to date with how many Star Wars films there've been now. Because he released some the animated series as
really?
Well. Yeah. It was like a few years ago, I was sitting in the cinema, and I just remember seeing another animated version.
Oh, you mean like the 3D one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think I did see that somewhere.
Adam was crying because he wanted to play this music, which is good.
It's pretty epic.
I love it.
It's almost making me wanting to go watch it.
But yeah, so they've gotten rid of him, and they're going to do another trilogy. And so apparently Luke, Han, and Leia? Princess Leia?
Princess Leia, yep.
They're all coming back. It was pretty cool. Ben doesn't give a shit. He hasn't seen the Star Wars film. Was it New Hope the first one?
Yeah, New Hope, but it was originally just called Star Wars, I think.
Yeah.
And then there's Return of the Jedi, I think, and then Empire Strikes Back.
Because I remember seeing this documentary, it would have been, about 6 months ago, and they walked through, it was like a documentary from beginning to the end, and it had the script from the early stages, and then it had, they were talking about the complication in the art direction, and they actually didn't have one completed special effect shot by the time they completed principal photography.
Oh.
So afterwards, they had to go back, and then because they had to start from scratch, because there was nothing to work off. There's no model. So when they were trying to do all the practical effects, nothing worked.
That's painful for them.
Yeah, so I don't know, I'm looking forward to it. 2015 they reckon, but who do you guys think should direct them? Peter Jackson's been thrown in the ring. His hat's out, his name's
well,
in the hat.
Still, what about Spielberg?
I heard of this guy, Alan George.
Yeah, yeah, where are you going to be in 2015?
Benjamin Fowler.
Yeah, and
Sideways. What
and there's also
bit of a plug.
Yeah, Joss Whedon from Avengers.
Oh yeah, true.
So he might be Avengering though, and Peter Jackson's probably not hobbiting, so he could probably do one.
Yeah.
So
both those movies will be out by then, eh? Oh, all the trilogy.
Yeah. And what about who did Star Trek? Is it J.J. Abrams?
Oh, yeah. The new one, yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But it kind of does prove that there are no original ideas left. Everything's just being recycled, eh?
Mm. Have you guys seen the new trailer for the new Superman movie?
Oh, no.
Looks all right, though.
I saw it posted on Facebook, on YouTube, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, because someone sent it to me, and they're like, watch this, and it's like, hey.
Have you seen the new Iron Man one?
Yeah, that's cool, too.
That's cool, yeah. Yeah. Was it Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
That's wicked, eh?
Yeah.
Like, what's up with all these iconic voices coming out, eh? Like, there was Bane and now him.
Playing the Mandarin. Yeah, he does kind of sound like him, eh? Oh, yeah. Not really, but
but it's like
character.
Another, yeah. It seems like it's going to be made fun of.
Yeah. The Mandarin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
What is that line he says? Something about hero? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. What is it?
Like, hero. Yeah, like, it's quite funny. But yeah. I can see people making fun of that, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Any other movie goss?
When does that come out?
Like April.
Hey. I saw a wicked movie last weekend.
What was it?
Untouchables.
Oh, I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, a French film.
Didn't you talk about that last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I mention it in the podcast?
I think you did.
I can't remember.
No, because I'm pretty sure I saw it on Sun.
Oh, yeah. I think you told us the other day, yeah, afterwards.
At tennis or something, yeah.
Or on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Taken too. That was...
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know how much you can really talk about that. Maybe like 10 words.
You can bleep the podcast though, so it's not explicit. It was pretty shit though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really just not cool.
Wasn't like everything about it like in Liam Neeson's favor to make him look awesome? Like an old man that can fight really well?
Exactly. Like the fighting scenes, just couldn't really tell what was going on.
I heard it was like a mixture of like Bourne. Like Bourne style, like Greengrass.
It was like Bourne for a 70-year-old man.
And what did you tell me on the way after the meeting yesterday that there was a... The young chick can't.
Oh yeah,
she just learns how to drive. And
she
doesn't
have a license, but then she's driving around like Jason Bourne. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well. So,
the fight always follows the guns. Yeah.
Did you guys follow the election in the end? We spoke about it last week. No one was following it, but did you guys watch the victory and all that?
Yeah,
speeches?
I got really excited about it.
What do you think of his victory speech? Obama's
good.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. He's great at speeches, isn't he?
I like the hand in the air.
I just heard the song remix of the speech.
Oh, and George?
Yeah. That was awesome.
That was wicked, yeah.
Oh, haven't heard that.
They always do that.
I was like, Romney was ahead for a while, eh?
And then I left work and he was ahead.
It was 50-50. What does that number represent?
Seats in...
So are those like his MPs?
Senate or something. It's the number of seats they get in the actual government house area. Whatever.
So what state put Obama so far ahead? Because it was like 170 to Romney, and then it was like he was like 150.
Yeah, because I was watching it live towards the end, and I saw when he actually won. And apparently, yeah, he won more states, but more people actually voted for him, I think.
Oh, yeah, really?
I think so.
Wait.
I'm going to smash someone.
Oh,
gone. We must have.
Oh no.
We both moved our phones, so we're not sure.
It's Ellen.
So, you've got that clip back there, eh?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Mr. Perry.
I do.
As this reporter stops talking.
Now it looks like all six proposals are headed for defeat. Proposal one, the referendum on the emergency. Oh, I'm sorry. Jeff, first of all, we talk about these proposals, how it's been trending toward...
He was talking about the election, and all of a sudden he just lost his train of thought and blanked out.
What the fuck?
That was quite funny. I got sent that.
I did something similar yesterday, actually. I got home, and we have an alarm system, and I forgot the number. Ooh. I just got in the door, and then I was like... Oh my God, what's going on? And I've done the alarm a million times this year.
Without thinking, eh?
And I was like, oh. So it's like 4-1, and then it just went off. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. It was weird. It's your brain just loses, you know, its memories.
Mm.
I've done that before, like sitting at work, editing something, and then I all of a sudden forget a shortcut and I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Or I just don't know how to get something done or export it, like...
And it's like you've never done it before. Yeah. The crazy thing is, you've done it a million times.
You're like a baby learning how to walk.
Yeah.
Imagine if you just got out of bed and just fell over. It's like,
oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Sideways. I've got a little moan this week. Okay. I got another one. It's probably a very specific moan.
I hope it's not racist moaning.
Oh yeah, that was.
It involved the Indian dude, but I don't think it had nothing to do with Indians being shit at anything.
Oh my God.
Like, it had nothing to do with his race.
Oh, no.
I know you guys, you're racist for thinking it, but...
Whatever.
Okay, so I'm just going to try and set the scene. Mm-hmm. I was at this cafeteria, and pulled out my Westpac card, and I went to pay... I went to pay for a coffee, and he said, $3.50, whatever, I paid for it. And he picked up, the guy behind the counter picked up another Westpac card. Mm. And then he was like, oh, which one's yours? And he was like mixing them up in his hands and then gave me the wrong one. And I didn't know he gave me the wrong one until I went to sit down. And then he goes, oh, I think I've given you the wrong card.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, which one's yours? And so he turned them over and my signature had faded off the back.
Oh,
so I didn't know which one it was.
Yeah.
And so there was a queue of people, like, there, like 10 people waiting, and I didn't know which card was mine.
Did the other one have a signature?
No.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And then I ended up getting the chef, the barista, another staff member, four staff members, like, giving me shit, going, oh, why isn't your signature on the back of your card? So that was a bit of a...
That's what happened when I lost my FPOS card at the bar.
Did you?
It didn't have my signature on it as well, and I had heaps of them. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah, it sucks. But that was a very specific moment. Oh, yeah. And the other day when we're driving into the car park, you remember when to get the car park ticket? And it speaks Asian to you? It speaks Chinese. It doesn't say, thank you for parking at tournament car parking. It's like, ni hao ma, like, and it doesn't, it's all Chinese.
Oh, no.
You're definitely racist, Alan.
No. No, it just appears that way. But if you were there, you would, I don't know what it says. Yeah. It could say be up by 10, and then you go to get your car at 11, and then you can't get in. I found that out because weird. I got my car locked in there at 11 o'clock.
That's so weird. You should send a formal complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should start with, to whom this may concern. I'm not racist or anything. But it speaks Asian.
But
it... What was it, but?
Do you have a moan, Ben? Generally, you have a good one.
I have a bit of a moan.
Oh yeah, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know if everyone will get it. so
try me. Fuck! I wish I could put effects on you while you're talking.
Yeah, I'll just do it in post.
Thursday night, I went to. I had this EP release that I was doing, and. The bar, what we were doing was we were playing this EP from start to finish that I've been mixing, and it was important that we listened to it critically. We couldn't listen to it just for fun.
Yeah.
So this bar was supposed to have two speakers, you know, stereo, left, right. Turns out they had one speaker, and then I had to talk to the bar manager and explain the importance of stereo, and he was trying to argue with me that I didn't need stereo. And that, why would I need stereo for these mixes, for listening? He's like, you just have it running down the middle, it doesn't matter. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. So,
you're just thinking you're a dick.
Yeah. And he questioned me, and I said, like, I've never said, you know when you say I'm 100% sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never said it with such conviction.
Oh, really?
Like I was just like, 100%.
Were you using your hand like you're using it now? Like Obama,
like
when
Obama
he talks?
Like, you know, the best is yet to come.
Change.
100%. And he just disappeared. He didn't even, like, come back with an argument.
So he's arguing with a professional that they're wrong. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
What?
And I was astounded by the fact that this guy...
Such a douchebagging way to go about something.
Mm. And from that point on, we just got the, like, worst treatment with any request. They even had on this... Okay, I won't name the bar. That might be bad. But they had on their mixer, on the front, it said, no, like, patrons can touch us or else they get a punch in the face.
Yeah.
You can punch them in the face.
Is that what it actually said?
Yeah, and I was just... awesome. I reached for the volume, and the guy goes... He just points at the sticker. He was like... I was like, whoa. And is that a threat? I don't know. Like, was I, you know, and fuck.
That sucks, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't very cool.
I've got a bit of an anti-moan.
Yeah?
What's an anti-moan?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is.
Just trying to work it
it's
out.
It's something that could have been a moan. But, yeah, I was at a cafe yesterday, and I got a pie.
Yeah,
and then I forgot to buy, like, one of those little,
sort of pie was it?
30-cent sauces.
What sort of pie was it?
It was a mince and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
I paid... Hollywood Bakery.
Yeah, Hollywood Bakery, yeah. So I paid for the pie with my FPOS card, and the sauce was 30 cents more. And I said, oh, shit, okay, I'll get that as well. And the guy was like, no, just have it.
Hey.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm not sure if that's an anti-moan.
Yeah, it's an anti-moan.
But it's a non-moan.
Yeah.
Anti-moan, is that a double negative? No.
No, that's not.
It's just like saying, what's, you know.
That's someone's good deed.
Yeah.
This guy looks homeless. Here's some sauce.
Sideways Productions.
Moving forward, moving onward, Christian Soldier. There's, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, we're making a short film for Tropfest. It's the first year Tropfest has been in New Zealand. How many countries is it in? I have no idea.
Hundreds. Probably.
Probably all of them.
All of them.
Apart from the naughty, naughty Korea, probably.
Naughty Korea.
Well, there's a good one and a bad one.
North Korea.
Is that the naughty?
Naughty North.
Naughty North.
And yeah. Sensible South.
Sensible South.
Yeah, mate.
I made that up on the spot.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sorry.
So we're making a film. It's. I don't want to talk too much about it because probably other people that are making films are listening to this.
We don't want to give you guys any ideas.
But what we have done is we filmed a fake porno scene. And when did we filmed it for the film, obviously.
Yeah.
Not for our own
pleasureness.
But so we've actually got the
Yeah, but first there's a little thing I cut together of Alan just cracking up from trying to film Isaiah.
Our gaffer.
Yeah.
Acting as the male porn star.
Can you play that, Adam?
I couldn't keep my shit together.
It was so funny, though.
No, the audio file that Benjaminus gave you.
Sorry, I can't.
Oh. Is it in Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck. Or if boss. Stop laughing. Or if.
Wow.
I'd pull up the camera and then I would just see Isaiah standing there and I'd be like, oh god.
And yeah, can you play the clip now if you want to watch it, Adam?
This is Adam's first reaction.
Yeah.
Oh god. My virgin eyes. My innocent soul.
I like the music, eh?
What?
Someone ordered a pizza.
Oh, yes, that was me. Is it a big sausage pizza?
Yes. Oh. Where's his glasses? What the fuck?
The sausage is not in the pizza.
Oh.
Cash or if
Oh, I forgot my money. How can I pay you?
I think we can figure something out.
Come on, eat then.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
So where's the sausage?
It's coming.
Oh, that needs a sound effect.
Oh man.
So we're actually filming that film here at Native Audio. So
it all makes sense.
That was probably not as funny for you guys listening, but you'll see it eventually.
Yeah, hard out. They need to see it.
Yeah, we might even just chuck it up on YouTube next week just for a little teaser.
I'm going to sound psycho just laughing at people are going to be like, what the hell? Yeah. That's not funny.
Yeah, we were trying to get like props and stuff for this film, and we're going around raiding like stores on K Road looking for spare pornos they've got laying around to use as props and stuff.
So we went to Alan's favourite shops.
I'd never been there before, and
VIP.
Ben knew where to go. We walked in, and the lady was like, "Oh, hello, Ben. I've got your gold-plated dildo at the back somewhere."
Yeah, and then the next one, Steve is like, "Oh, hey, Alan, how's it going?"
Steve,
bro, this guy
Ben, you left
dodgy.
Your chaps here. You left your whips here, mate. So we end up getting all this porn material and stuff, and I parked my car behind my flatmate's car, and I got this how many magazines are there?
Oh yeah, I picked up some magazines.
Like, I got 30 magazines like in my passenger seat and like all these DVD cases.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nuts. But yeah, anyway.
I think we should post that picture on Facebook and just blur it out.
yeah. So we're gonna be filming that today and tomorrow, then we're gonna be editing that, blah 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 blah. So once we get it done, I don't know. Well, we actually can't put it on YouTube until we find out if it gets submitted.
Probably won't be until next year, eh?
Yeah.
Sideways.
John!
Where are you, John?
Finding John with Sideways.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, you're not John, are you? Is this John?
Hello?
Hi, is this John?
No.
Oh.
Who did you want to speak to?
Oh, John.
No, this 575...
Oh, sorry, I was just trying to find John. No worries, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Ah, fucking hell. What is this, like the third time?
What was that?
Is this the third or fourth time?
Oh, man. Well, we got through to someone straight away, which is good.
This is fuck. This is disappointing.
Who was it?
Can I do the next one?
Yeah, do what you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm just a little bit deflated now. Imagine if we got a John on the first...
Oh, can you make his voice pitch?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
We're calling Isaiah.
Give me your pitch start.
What's up?
Hey, bro. How are you?
All right. Should I start the stings all over again?
I don't know. I sound like I've got no testicles.
John! John! John!
Finding John with Sideways.
Dum 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Finding John.
Hi there, Isaiah speaking. Sorry, I'm away at the moment. Please leave a detailed message and I'll get back to you. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, bro. You're meant to be here.
You're meant to be here about
15 minutes ago. Well, how are you?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure Ben told you to be here at 9:45.
What a fail.
Oh, fail.
Sideways Productions.
Yes!
No!
Yeah, or nah?
Yeah,
or nah?
Yeah,
nah?
Yeah!
Or nah?
Bro. Okay, pen and paper.
Yep.
Get the ready.
Pen and paper.
I love this song. It's like I'm in Europe.
A ticky tour.
Okay, are we ready, boys?
Yep.
Oui.
Let's do it.
Oui.
Okay, number one, it's against the law to have a pet dog in Iceland. Yeah or nah?
So, secret answers or?
Yep, secret answers.
A pet dog in Iceland.
Yeah, it's against the law to have a pet dog in Iceland.
Yeah. Don't look at my answers, Adam.
Okay, are we ready for number two?
Aye.
Yep.
A recently discovered deep water fish can change its sex at will by turning its entire body inside out.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, or nah, not even, bro. That's not true.
That sounds realistic.
That sounds like it's a bit shit.
Is that SpongeBob? Have they discovered SpongeBob?
Yep. okay, we'll move on.
That's the only answer to that.
Okay. A lab at a Texas university received $6 million from the government to breed radioactive armadillos for possible use in warfare.
Oh my god.
Hmm.
Sounds like a PlayStation game.
Yeah. Radioactive armadillos. Two.
You gotta realize I don't make up all the fake ones.
Okay. Or, yeah. What do you mean?
Ben's getting all suspect.
Getting shady eyes.
Okay. Are we ready for the next one?
Yep.
Aye.
Donald Duck comics were banned in Finland because he doesn't wear any pants.
That's a bit weird.
Okay. And next one. I'm just going to pick the last one. I've got a few here.
Okay.
Which one do we want?
Hope you're playing at home.
Okay. In England, suicide used to be illegal. The punishment for attempted suicide was
death.
That's awesome. Good.
No.
I want it to be true. So, I will put yes, and I will use willpower.
Okay. And that's all of them.
Okay. I think I've nailed this one. For once.
Okay. So, it's against the law to have a pet dog in Iceland? You or no?
I said yes.
I said yes too.
Aye.
It's false.
Back.
It's a letdown.
Yeah.
The deep water fish that turns its body to be a chick?
Nah.
Nah.
Both false?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, what?
Awesome.
What about the radioactive armadillos?
I said yes.
False.
Ooh, a different one here.
Yeah, what is it?
It's true.
Yeah, boy.
What?
So disappointed at him.
Okay, Donald Duck comics banned in Finland?
I said yes.
I said nah.
I think I'm kicking your ass.
Did you say yes?
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, it's false.
Oh, yeah. One for the minority. That's what you called me last week. Minority.
Well, if you just take a look. In England, suicide used to be illegal.
Oh, wait, what? Question's five? Is this five?
Yeah.
I said no.
This is the last one.
Yeah, I said no.
I said yes.
You said no?
So this is it. Like, whoever gets this right wins.
So what did you say? You say
I
you
said
say,
true.
And I said false.
Come on.
That's true.
Yeah! Woohoo! Sound effects.
What?
That's...
Yeah, well.
Hey, Ben. And on your face.
Yeah, one of these does, I win.
Oh, I had some emergency questions ready as well.
I'll bust it out for the fans at home.
Oh, okay, fine. Hold on.
Unless you want to save it for next week, but nah.
Oh wait. I don't want to...
Preserve it.
I want to preserve it. So...
For safe keeps.
That's us, boys. We're done.
Ka kite anō.
Any words of wisdom for the fans?
Words of wisdom. Listen to this more often. And get more people to listen.
And if your kids run with scissors, smash them.
With the scissors. Stab them.
Oh, no.
This is what happens when you run with scissors.
That sounds like the last question, eh? Like, don't run with scissors or I'll stab you with scissors.
And if you attempt to kill yourself, you'll be killed in England.
Yeah.
So don't try and kill yourself.
Fuck, how do they justify that, eh? It's like what's different? If they can, if you get killed and you're trying to kill yourself, how is that even punishment? It's like, it's reward?
Yes.
It's like, you know?
You need to kind of give them $1 million and give them a fruitful life.
That you'd think.
And then they're kind of like, oh, stink. I have to fucking hang around a bit longer.
Hang around, pun.
Okay, let's play this thing. Let's get out of here. We actually have to pack up, eh? Because there's going to be...
Yeah, oh, what time? Hot in here, too.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, bro.
Oh, one fact I heard last night on 7 Days. If you pee on a pregnancy test and it comes back positive, this is for males, if it comes back positive, you have you could have testicular cancer.
Really?
Mm.
Whoa, that's a fact.
And a guy did it for a prank and took it to his workmates or something and said, haha, I came back positive, I'm pregnant. And then they said, bro, you need to see a doctor. And turns out he had cancer and he had to get one of his testicles removed.
Whoa.
So the practical joke turned out to be a painful life lesson.
It's almost like this podcast now. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that great?
One other thing I heard was I had a mate that got his tubes tied because he's busting out too many kids.
Oh, yeah.
And what they do is they numb your nad area, your ball area, and then, like, I guess it's like a hot nurse if you want or not, I don't know, and you see the tubes hanging out of your and you're just chilling out, reading a magazine or something, and they're just doing it in front of you. That's weird. I thought you'd get knocked out.
That's something to think about at home.
You're awake when they do it.
That's like hell, is it?
Right? Yeah, and it takes like 20 minutes and you're done. And then you're like, oh, fuck, that was sweet. And then everything just swelled up big time. And then he had a couple of days off work and he still had mangoes when he went back to work.
I reckon people in the future are going to look at that and just go, what the fuck were they doing, eh?
Yeah. Cannibals, like, fucking serious? Primitive bastards.
Yeah, primitive as. That, I mean, seems to work, but that just sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Swollen balls. So can't you just go, not going to have a kid, you know, like, control yourself, or, you know? Like,
yeah, or just how about, let's wear a rubber.
Yeah, you know, there is
one of those things, yeah.
Oh, another argument that this is for the Catholics. No, I won't say the feminists, but, you know, they've invented a pill for men.
What?
Yeah, and the argument is like, because we, you know, I instantly went, what the fuck, I'm not going on a pill. Because that's crazy. But, like, but the thing is, the reality is it crazy? Because why is it that the, you know, women have to go through it and why can't we? And the other good thing is if both sexes are on the pill, it's like, you know, literally 200%.
But a lot of chicks don't like going on the pill because they end up having mood swings and they change and their body reacts and they react differently.
Yeah.
So what does it do for the man? That would be interesting to know.
Yeah.
Like if you end up getting pimples or end up getting twice as hairy, or, you know, one nad becomes massive, another one shrinks or something.
Yeah. Well, they'll do research and tests and shit. And
so, yeah.
Jazz.
So the order of it is...
On mice probably, yeah.
Yep.
So the order of it is happens. Wear a condom and then try the man pill and just see what happens. If that goes south, then get your tubes tied by a hot nurse.
Yeah.
And then just walk around with mangoes for a few days and then boom.
Yeah.
You're sweet. No more kids.
Boom, no babies.
Yeah. Listen, you should, life lessons.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about, chatting about this stuff.
If India listened to this podcast,
India and Maldives in general.
That's coming from a Maldi, so it's not racist.
Yeah. Well, exactly. No, I'm joking. I'm not that ignorant. But
I think we should play this thing before we dig ourselves a bigger hole.
Yeah. There are holes to be dug. To be dug.
To be dug, dug, dug.
To be dug,
get
dug,
your
dug.
Past tense right, Adam.
In the third person, he says.
Okay.
That's how cool I am. Who is it? Like, Mr. T? He talks third person, doesn't he? Mr. T, I'm going to do that shit. Yeah. Do that shit. Do
he does, yeah.
Get us out of here.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Kakite to the animal.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to the Sideways Productions podcast.
1, 2, 1, 2.